Globally celebrated pianist Emmanuel Lax will perform Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 with Andras Nelsons and the Boston Symphony Orchestra's season opening concert in the Shed at Tanglewood on July 5th at 8 p.m. The program that evening will also feature the orchestra playing Mahler's Symphony No. 5. Ax will be back at Tanglewood in August to play two concerts at Ozawa Hall, one with Leonidas Kavakos and one with Kavakos and Yo-Yo Ma, and will participate in a concerto conducting class led by Stefan Osbury. The latter is a Tanglewood Learning Institute open studio event to be held July 30th at 10 a.m. in Ozawa Hall. Manny Ax, welcome to the roundtable. You are a hero in our area. And, you know, I know you're not going to agree with this. Most people think you're the world's best pianist. So thank you for doing this.
That obviously is not true. But in fact, it's wonderful to talk to you. That's more important.
So. We would expect no less than that modesty from you. Do you like it when people call you Manny, or would you rather be called Emmanuel by people?
No, I'm absolutely used to Manny. I don't think anyone calls me Emmanuel anymore. I think my wife calls me "Hey, you" in principle, and when she refers to me, you know, when talking about me, I think she does say Emmanuel, but she's the only one. Otherwise, it's always Manny.
I have to say, I understand that perfectly well. My wife calls me strange things also. She calls me by my full name. So, Manny, if I can ask you this, what does Tanglewood mean to you? You are a hero citizen of the Berkshires. We love having you here. We see you at the supermarket. But the fact is, you're the guy. And Tanglewood means so much.
You know, it's been so many years that we've been coming that it's just... it's become a very natural part of our lives, quite simply. The first time we came, I think, was probably almost 40 years ago, actually. And I think we only came for... I came alone the first time in the late 70s, just for a couple of days. And then my wife came, and each time we came, we stayed a little bit longer and wound up spending pretty much the whole summer. And after about... 20 years, we said, I think it's time for us to become residents. So it's really very much part of our life now, and part of the kids' life, which is wonderful. We're so happy about that.
How many kids do you have?
We've got two children. Joey, who is now he's now 40. My goodness,
he is a
reporter for Reuters.
Wow.
And my daughter, who is about to be 36, and works for a sports marketing company. So we've got the two kids, and we even have grandkids. We've got 4-year-old twins, courtesy of my son and his lovely wife. We're going along, and they're coming up to the Berkshires next week as well. So we're excited about that.
How do they like being in the audience when you're performing? And worse, how do you like it?
Well, do you mean my children or my grandchildren?
Yes. Because either or, pick them.
Well, my children are kind of they used to go to more stuff. My son got very, very busy, of course, with his kids. So I think July 4th weekend is going to be nice for them just to have an evening out. I think. I think they quite enjoy going to things. I'd like to think so anyway. And the grandkids, we're hoping to take them to rehearsal this year. They're 4 years old, and I think it may be time for their first rehearsal.
Manny Ax, we're on absolute track with you. The Chartocks and the Axes have the same age children and grandchildren.
That's perfect.
Who picks up the toys when they're there?
Well, we sometimes have a cleanup day. Once in a while, they actually do that, which is very nice. They get into the mood, you know. They decide that it's time to make everything look absolutely neat. But that's a rare event, I have to say. So we take turns.
Here too. So when did you start to play the piano? What age?
I must have been about 7, I think, something like that. Probably about 7.
And how did you know? I mean, was there a moment that your parents knew or that you knew?
I think simply in We had a little piano at home that was, I think, willed to them, basically, by previous occupants of the apartment. And everybody, I guess, took some kind of music lessons, and I just turned out to be one of the people that enjoyed it and stuck with it. I was in no way a child prodigy. I enjoyed it a lot, and I kept doing it. So I think that's really why I'm still playing.
Are you born with it, or do you have to learn it?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think there are predispositions to musical ability, as there are predispositions to mathematical ability, I suppose, or science, or but I think a lot of it really is just liking it enough to keep working at it. I'm sure you've seen when you go to a first grade classroom, for example, and you see the art that these kids do, it's so phenomenal. There are so mm-hmm. many truly gifted kids at the eye to the hand, with no interruption in between, and a couple of them stick to it and most don't. And I think the same thing happens with music.
And tell me about the BSO. I mean, you know, I always have a lot of fun with this, and I always announce somewhat challenging that it's the best orchestra in the world. Is it?
This is where one doesn't pick the best orchestra in the world. There are a number of great orchestras in the world. Certainly, the BSO is one of them. And now I'm friendly with so many of the members that I don't see it as a total entity anymore, as much as a collection of friends.
When you travel the world, which you do, do you ever get tired?
I get tired sometimes of going through security and waiting for airplanes, but I don't get tired of what I'm doing. I think I have the luckiest job in the world, and it's perfectly okay to have a little bit of waiting around and taking off your shoes in order to do the job.
Do you ever get angry if somebody messes up? Who is the conductor messes up, or some the string section messes up? Would you get angry?
Oh gosh, no! Oh no! Oh no! I've messed up so much during my life that I just pray for forgiveness from everybody else, and I never get. No, of course you don't get angry.
So Manny, when you mess up, what is the reaction? Do you look in the conductor's eyes? Do you look out into the string section and the first violinist? How does it work?
They usually know, and we will either look at each other or not look at each other, depending on the mood. But I spend a lot of my life practicing, as do most of my musician friends, to try and avoid those things. You know, we try to do as well as we can, and part of the way you do as well as you can is to work at it, I suppose.
When you start and finish a performance, do you have a pretty good idea of what the reaction of the audience is going to be, or is it always just great?
I think audiences are generally very well-wishing and very polite. So rarely do you get a negative reaction, I'm happy to say. So we always, of course, count on the goodwill, the good nature, and the rosy-colored perception of the audience. I think usually we get that at Tanglewood.
Do you play another instrument besides the piano?
I had a little bit of a fling with playing the timpani.
No kidding.
I had a wonderful time learning a little bit about that. And doing a little bit of playing, but that was just for a couple of years. And no other instrument, no, not really.
Well, do you talk to Andres and say, you know, can Maestro, I like to take a turn at the timpani?
I've only been allowed to do that in concert once, and I think that was probably enough. I didn't destroy the concert, and I think I'm going to leave well enough alone.
So I've known the librarian in your orchestra for a while, and I'm just wondering, he's now retired, but is that a hard job? Because he's got to make sure that whatever you guys have decided on in rehearsal. is
enormously demanding. And the librarians, I'm friends with the librarians of most of the great orchestras.
Really?
They're fabulous people. They help out so much. They do extracurricular stuff, like paste things together for you when you need it done. They get scores from all the conductors that come with specific wishes, for example, and they have to put those wishes into each part, so that when the rehearsal actually starts, the musicians will already have a head start on what the conductor wants. They have to put in corrections when you have new additions coming out of things, and there have been errors from before that have been corrected. They have to keep up with all of that and make sure that the additions are corrected as they come. Probably not like brain surgery, but in the same way as being a physician that has to keep up with the latest literature. So they do a lot of that. I think they're amazing people, and I love them all.
So looking forward, Maniacs, to your performances at Tanglewood this summer, of course, there's you and Yo-Yo, and that's been for a while now. You guys have been quite palorific.
We've been playing together, we figured out, for 47 years.
Wow.
Which is frightening, actually. But it's been a very long friendship, and of course, an enormously happy and wonderful part of my life, a large part of my life. I think I've probably learned more from Yo-Yo than any other musician.
Who's nicer, you or him?
Oh, well, I can only say that he's a gentle and wonderful person. So I'm very privileged to be his friend.
That's always been my experience, too. Is there anything you want to tell us in the next 2 minutes about what you're going to be doing at Tanglewood this summer that is extra demanding?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting to the Learning Institute a little bit and see what happens there. Mm. That's a very exciting new development. I'm looking forward to my grandkids coming to their first rehearsal, maybe, and running around on the lawn and making some noise and not bothering anybody. And I'm looking forward to, as usual, being there and not traveling for almost a couple of months. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
The Berkshires are getting pretty crowded right now. Is that good or bad?
You know, it's I think it depends on the time of day. Sometimes it's great to see a lot of people, and sometimes when you're on Main Street in Stockbridge trying to get to Elm Street and you can't move, then it's frustrating. But, you know, that's I think it's both good and bad. I think it's wonderful that people are discovering the Berkshires and more people are there. But, of course, everybody wants their own quiet spot. So we'll just deal with it as it comes, don't you think?
I'll tell you what else is wonderful, Maniacs. You're wonderful, and you're very generous to give us this time. We very much appreciate it, and good luck on everything you're doing this summer and the continuing relationship with Tanglewood.
Thank you, and thank you so much for being you and doing everything you do. WAMC is a big part of our lives, too.
That is so nice of you. Emmanuel Lax will perform Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 with Andras Nelsons and the Boston Symphony Orchestra season opening concert in the Shed at Tanglewood on July 5th at 8 p.m. To learn more, visit tanglewood.org.